But the TNM staging system in kidney cancer, which divides tumors by stage 1, 2, 3, and 4, although helpful, has been advanced by the addition of some simple clinical parameters. So in the previously untreated patient that presents to the urologist or the medical oncologist, the standard system that is currently used is something called the UCLA Integrated Staging System, or UISS, which uses both TNM, performance status, and nuclear grade characterized by Furman. The Memorial system is a system for metastatic patients, and it uses five simple measures: LDH, hemoglobin, calcium, whether or not the patient had a nephrectomy, and performance status. And what this allows the oncologist and the urologist to do is, when they see the patient at presentation with their local disease or metastatic disease, characterize the risk and then use that risk category to identify the appropriate treatment algorithms that should be used. We have then further extended that to look at the molecular structure, and that's because if we can use TNM, performance status, and grade, one can imagine that where most of us want to go in oncology is to really look at the protein expression, molecular expression, genetic expression of the tumor, because we believe that that's what defines a cancer, not how big it is, not whether the lymph nodes are involved, or not whether the person has a performance status ECOG 0 or 1. And it's using those molecular signatures that in kidney cancer will define how we treat patients, but probably not for the next 5 to 10 years, in contrast to where we're already using those molecular signatures in diseases like breast cancer, where you treat differently if they happen to have a BRCA1 abnormality or a genetic abnormality like HER2.
Who is sort of the most far advanced right now in trying to define this?
I think the most advanced prognostic system that currently exists has been the work that we've carried out at UCLA, and that is the prediction using a molecular staging system for both the locally advanced, the localized, and the metastatic patients, and predicting how people will survive. And in fact, that molecular staging system can be used in prospective clinical trials to define populations at greatest risk as opposed to just clinical parameters. Now, a couple other things that I think the oncologist needs to be aware of. The mainstay of treatment for localized kidney cancer is still surgical resection. But having said that, over the last 20 years, we have gone from a standard of a radical nephrectomy with removal of the adrenal gland, the kidney, and the regional lymph nodes, to what we currently do in 2007, which is nephron-sparing surgery, laparoscopic nephrectomies, partial or complete, and most recently, robotic surgery, where the surgeon is actually at a console next to the patient. All of these procedures associated with shorter stays in the hospital, preservation of renal function, but still local regional control of the cancer.